You're listening to SBS News.
David Mazzie was told he would never be able to walk again after sustaining a spinal cord injury in a sporting accident 7 years ago. But thanks to groundbreaking technology, the 30-year-old Swiss man has told the BBC he can now walk unassisted for short periods of time.
To me, it means a lot. I think you've got to try to do the impossible to make the possible possible. It feels very good.
Spinal cord injuries occur when the bones of the spine damage the spinal cord, interrupting the nerves that carry messages from the brain to various parts of the body. When the cord is damaged, there can be nerve fibres which remain, but are simply too weak to carry the nerve signals. In this new experiment, led by Dr. Gregoire Courtin at Switzerland's Federal Institute of Technology, a device providing electrical stimulation is implanted just below the point of the spinal injury. The stimulator elevates the spinal cord so that the nerves become more responsive to the very few signals that are coming through the injury site. This means messages can be sent from the brain to the previously immobile body parts, allowing people like David Mazzie and another 2 patients to walk again. Director for the Centre of Neuroscience and Regenerative Medicine at the University of Technology, Sydney, Professor Bryce Vissel, says the results are exciting.
The stimulation goes on and off depending on where the leg movement is and what stimulation signals are coming back into the spinal cord. It's very, very sophisticated and very, very complicated, but absolutely brilliant. And it was that tweaking of the technology, first invented by Professor Edgerton's group in California, that allowed this major breakthrough step forward.
Depending on where the injury is on the spinal cord, a person can lose function of their legs, arms, hands or lungs. There can also be a loss of temperature control, bowel and bladder control, or sexual function. Professor Vissel says this new technology being tested in Switzerland could lead to improvements for people with all of these disabilities.
It can lead to recovery of hand function. Again, it's not been optimised yet in the way it's been optimised for the legs now. It also can lead to recovery of bladder function, bowel function, sexual function, temperature control. So one of the steps of what we're trying to do at UTS, and our goal actually, is to take this current level of technology and see if we can actually achieve a multiple system effect.
Professor of Bionics at the University of Wollongong, Robert Capser, works with nerve regeneration. While his research is still in the early stages, there is hope it could lead to a way where damaged nerves are reconnected, so mobility is restored for people with a spinal cord injury. But Professor Capser says funding needs to be better managed in Australia to help these projects achieve results.
When you look at overseas groups that are funded very, very strongly for, you know, like work that is at this early stage, then there's a much higher possibility of translating if you are able to fund the work. And unfortunately, I think in Australia there is a deficiency in funding circles.
Professor Bryce Vissel from UTS agrees more funding is necessary.
The government purses are not always as open as they need to be. The public can always help through, you know, helping to fund science themselves. And certainly I think there needs to be a great understanding of the need to allow different ideas to be pursued and to take risks and to support the fact that we're going to have different ideas and different people trying different things and not always mainstream, and we've got to work out how to allow that to happen in a very robust way.
Professor Vissel says caution is needed over the new developments in Switzerland because there are still questions about who can actually benefit from the technology. But he says he's very optimistic this first step will be one of many.
Everyone who's got a spinal cord injury has, every second is torturous. It's extremely hard to explain to someone who is healthy what it's like to have a spinal cord injury. And so to say to someone, you know, wait on while we do all this, I understand that it's extremely frustrating and difficult. But I think that we can say to these people with injury now that this is real, the hope is real. Hang in there, because now you can expect a very good chance in your immediate lifetime that the possibility exists for you to benefit from this technology.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.